This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Pope Francis is scheduled to make a short pilgrimage on Thursday to mark the 8th centenary of the Pardon of Assisi, a feast which commemorates the establishment of a plenary indulgence for all who pass through the chapel where the Franciscan order was founded. During the pilgrimage, the Pope will visit the Porciuncula, a small chapel located inside the larger Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels. In an interview with Vatican Radio, the Minister General of the Order of Friars Minor, Father Michael Anthony Perry, explained the meaning behind the feast.
The feast of the Pardon of Assisi is something which St. Francis himself discovered. It was in his own discovery of God forgiving him for his own sins. And as he began to forgive himself and allow God to forgive him, he found himself wanting to forgive others and wanting to extend that to all people, even to his enemies, even going to Damietta in Egypt, where he was able to embrace the Sultan, who was head of the religious and military group fighting against Christian soldiers. And Francis extended his arms and his heart and his spirit not to convert the Sultan, but to offer him a word of peace and of love. And I think that this message continues to echo out, to ring out from the Porciuncula. It's screaming out from the Porciuncula. Invite everyone to stop, take a moment, listen to God saying, I forgive you, I love you, come back to me, and let's come back together to humanity and to all of creation so that we can build a world where we are truly walking in the grace and in the peace of God.
And today, this is the same signification, same sense of the Pardon of Assisi.
Of course, the same sentence of the Pardon of Assisi. God's love is eternal from one generation to the other, as we heard today in the reading from the Magnificat. And so if it's from one generation to the other, it has to be the same. What maybe has changed is our ability to hear or not to listen. And maybe that's what's changed, that's what's different. So we need to let the screaming, the noise coming out of the Porciuncula, coming out from the message from Pope Francis, the message that the world is asking us and even creation is crying out to us and saying, stop, listen, believe, trust, let God forgive and forgive one another so that we can build a new world together. This is the message today in 2016 and going forward.